Good morning. Today is 18. We are in the home stretch. It's coming to a close quickly. Our 21-day spring consecration devotional time. Today is Saturday, March 22nd. And today I want to talk about agree quickly. Our scripture reflection today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 25th verse. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Words of wisdom from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our devotional thought today is this: divine connections are so much better than man's best efforts of hookups. It is important where you invest. It is equally important into whom you invest. There will arise situations and opportunities to deal with things in real time. Dealing with a minor problem right away usually takes less time and energy than allowing it to build up and turn into a larger issue. The longer you wait to address something, the more effort it may require to fix it later. Nip it in the bud. When you address a problem or concern early, you stop it from developing into something more complicated or overwhelming. Small issues often have simple solutions, while bigger problems can be harder to resolve. In essence, nipping things in the bud is about taking preventative action, ensuring that challenges don't have a chance to grow out of control. It helps to maintain harmony, progress, and well-being in all areas of life. Beware not to sleep on the job. You've got to know the enemy when he shows up. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Handle your business. Let's pray. Lord, I recognize the importance of acting with urgency and focusing on the things you've called me to do. Help me to be mindful of the time and opportunities you've given me and to use them wisely for your glory. May my actions reflect a heart that desires to honor you in everything I do. Empower me, Lord God, to work with passion and urgency, all for your kingdom and your purpose. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Tomorrow will be day 19. I'm looking forward to seeing you again right here in the same place. Godspeed.